Hi, this is DJ Peaches with the Hano Nation. I have the honor of talking to Jenny B. She's a fresh face out of San Antonio. So how's it going, Jenny?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. I was, like I told you this morning, I said I was up early with my coffee getting ready for the interview today, and I was so excited. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, like ready to go.
Oh, bless you. Yes, girl, I've been talking about this since I first found out my promoter Rosie was like got me this. I was just like, you're kidding, because like I said, I stalk the Hano Nation. So this is actually a real true dream coming true right now in the flesh, happening right now.
Oh gosh, well I'm glad to hear that, and I'm anxious to hear about your upbringing. Like, how did you get into music? Did you have family that were musicians, your parents, or how did you get into music?
Right. So music has always been a big part of my family. Actually, my dad and my uncles and my grandfather actually formed a band called Los Agues, which were really popping in the early 90s mid-90s mm-hmm. in the Hano scene. And so, you know, with that, the practices and the rehearsals were always at my house, in my living room.
Oh,
so
wow.
The mic was always on, girl. The mic was always there. And, of course, like every, you know, Latina girl, basically every girl in the world knows about Selena. And mm-hmm. Los Agues was actually working really close with Selena and Abraham at the time, too, because when she was about to do her tour, Los Agues was going to be opening up for her.
Right.
So, you know, we all had a close connection with Selena. And so, you know, with her being my idol, along with like Stephen Perry, Whitney Houston, I mean, I have quite a bit of idols. It just, something about it, and I think with my personality too, always wanting to be in the spotlight, I'm very much a attention grabber. It just worked well. And, you know, seeing my uncles and my dad performing, and of course Selena singing, it sparked something in me. And so ever since then, you know, I haven't been able to put down the mic, and I've grown so much, and I'm just excited for what the future is going to bring, honestly, because this has been my whole life, honestly, since I was like 2 years old. I've always been singing.
Oh, cool. So you mentioned Los Agues. I'm familiar with them. I'm familiar, you know, with the Selena movie and all that. And
yes.
A good friend of mine, Ray Ray Garcia. Now, are you related to Ray Ray?
I am. He's my uncle.
Oh gosh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah,
he's a good friend of mine, and you know, an awesome musician. So now I know, you know, I see the talent. You were around that in the 90s.
Yeah.
How fortunate you were to be around, you know, the Hano when it was at the highest, I think at the highest peak at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I was reading your bio. You're not, I mean, it's not like you're new. I mean, you took some time off from singing, you know, to uh-huh. raise a family. But your first Spanish album was in 2008. Is that right?
Right. That was actually my first time being in a professional, like, studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a project, actually, that I did with my family. Ray Ray was involved as well with that. It was called Quintas Para Nueve, sorry, I'm all tongue-tied. Quintas Para Nueve was the album, but we unfortunately weren't able to do anything with it. My grandmother, who was pretty much the backbone of the whole project, and the family really had passed away, and then 6 months later, my grandfather did, so, who was also mm-hmm. a member of Los Agues, Humberto Garcia and Rebecca Garcia, and it was one of those things, you know, where life hit us hard back
yeah.
to back. And we just felt like doing music right now was not that much of a healing process as much as we wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just, you know, they were both on the album. And so we kind of just felt like it wasn't right to continue with the album without them.
Yeah.
But like I said, it did give me that experience. And I did get married right after high school with my amazing husband, who this year in September will be 10 years we've been married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been crazy, but you know, every marriage goes through it, and I'm more happier than ever. Honestly, he's my rock, especially within this music industry. You gotta have somebody that's gonna back you up 100%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so ever since then, I just, my family's always backed me up, and Ray Ray's had his journey as well with the Tejano scene, and, you know, doing great things. So I'm just truly blessed, honestly, you know, and I was blessed to bring two beautiful children into the world, and so I'm a super mom. I do the full-time music career with two beautiful kids and a husband, and it's all the matter of my support of my family. Without them, I literally would not be able to do any of this. So huge shout out to them.
Yeah, I understand about having the support and having a husband that's your backbone. It makes for easier, you know, your easy a journey easier for, you know, music and, you know, that in itself, and then balancing out your motherhood plus being a wife, you know, so
right.
Yeah, that's awesome that you have that backbone. Who inspires you, like in music? Who do you think inspires you the most?
I don't want to be cliche, but it's just Selena, given me honestly, she has such a big impact that, you know, it's hard not to say that she was a true idol. Mm-hmm. But for me, it wasn't so much like the, obviously it was, you know, her singing skills, her talent, her entertainment, the way she captured people, but it was also how she taught us how to treat people, how to be humbled, how to, you know, appreciate your fans, take pictures of them, because I feel like a lot of artists get lost with the hype of the fame and fortune, right, and everything, mm-hmm, and they forget that your fans are who you are. You know what I mean? You're only there because of them. And so, you know, she always made her and her fans her number one. And so I think that's something that I took deeply from her. And, you know, as far as my, you know, spunk, if you will, for my entertainment and everything, I mean, I took big inspiration from J-Lo, Beyonce, yeah, any artist you can think, yes, of that has that flash, that, you know, mm-hmm, extraness. Girl, I'm all about it.
I, like, seen, yes, I seen a video and it gave me that vibe. It was just like, this is awesome. I love your energy.
Thank you. Yeah, I try really hard to be different, but in a likable way. I'm very much about women empowerment, but in the same sense, you know, not to where it's like, you know, I'm not disrespectful to men or nothing. I love men, you know, but it's, you know, it's good energy, it's positive energy, it's that baddie energy. I love when women, especially women who are on the, per se, bigger side, who don't care and just want to flaunt themselves. I love that. Oh my God, I love that so much.
Oh, they have that confidence, yeah.
Yes, I love when the women have confidence, because they don't, you know, they just don't understand what beautiful creatures we are, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so I just try to grab a little bit, honestly, from all sorts of different artists. Mm-hmm. But the main one was really Selena, who really implanted that seed in me. Just like I said, every other little girl on this planet who's seen her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a really big inspiration for a lot of women. Plus, you know, the humbleness. You have that vibe and you have that energy, but you also have... Because I watch the videos and pretty much I can tell a person's character just by, uh-huh, by watching. And I see you as being like that kind of friend that will walk into a room and light up the place, you know, like, hey, I'm here. Aww. You know, let's. So, yeah, I like that. I love that. I love that energy about you.
Thank you.
So I really am excited about your new single. When I first heard it, I want to give a shout out also again to Rosie, because she told me this song is good. She goes, you're going to love it. And she knows, aww, I'll tell her exactly how I feel about a single, you know, when she sends it to me. She sent it to me. I listened to it twice just to get a good feel for it. And your new single, Besos de Amor, is so good. I love it. I love the whole production. I really love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my producer, Hugo Guerrero, he's an amazing producer. Definitely the top three of producers I've ever worked with. He is so understanding, because my Spanish is still a work in progress, believe it or not. It is, you know, man, it's just one of those things that My parents, I like to say, you know, for some reason, did love me enough to show me Spanish. But all that aside, you know, he was very patient, and you know, we got it done quick. And you know, I told him exactly what I wanted, and I mean, he brought out that masterpiece. So huge shout out to Hugo. He's just the best, and I can't wait for you guys to hear what new music we're gonna have coming out. You guys are gonna love it.
Nice. That's cool. I really know that single is like on fire right now on all radio stations. And you have your, which you're going to be starting your Tejano Thursdays. So is that, you're going to be doing like a live performance on Thursdays?
Yeah. So right now I just want to try to get some videos out just to get people aware. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I do want to start doing like actual going live, you know, performances, just like maybe one or two songs. I'm not too sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I'm going to start, there's a kind of like a live that I want to do as well. That's kind of in the works. I don't even know if I should be talking about this, but I'm going to tell you, Elisa, because I love you, girl. We're connecting right now. We're connecting. But I want to do kind of like a live, but, you know, featuring another artist with me.
Oh,
and
nice.
We basically will become one and have a session to where we can talk with the people when on the live over some tacos.
Yes, that's
so
a great idea.
Like Tacos Tuesday or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be awesome. We'll get to let you guys know, like, what's coming up, what's the hottest trend that's going on, maybe a little bit of gossip what's going on in the industry. And, you know, to make it fun, we're going to eat some tacos, let you know which is the best restaurant to go to. It's going to be, I mean, who wouldn't want to see beautiful people, beautiful, talented people eating tacos?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a great idea. I really love that concept. Yeah, that's a great idea. And you're in the Tejano capital. So you have access to all these different artists that'll be more than willing to meet with you and have a good time. I mean, yeah, I tell you, if I were to be there and I were to be part of your, you know, Taco Tuesdays or the Tejano Thursdays afterwards, I'd probably be bouncing off walls because
stop.
You're
you stop it right now. You made me cry.
Now, earlier you were talking about your fans. So I know your fans are really important. People that are following you now, you're probably like, wow, I didn't even know I had, you know, this many people that are now supporting me. If you had a song that you would sing to your fans, what song would that be?
Oh man. I don't know if there is a song, honestly, because, you know, saying thank you is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because these people, at least you're gonna make me cry. Hold on. Oh man. Okay, so my fans, I'm gonna, girl, why are you doing this to me?
I'm sorry.
No, I have a very deep, you know, very big special place in my heart for my fans, and I feel like the word thank you is just boring. Mm-hmm. It's not enough. Just like I said, I'm very extra as it is, so I don't feel like there is a word or a song that I could, at least not that I know exists, could put to it. I mean, it would have to be some kind of it would have to be like a ballad song to where I could pour my emotions into it. So, you know what? It wouldn't even be a bad idea to do a song like that, to literally just to thank everyone, but to use something other than thank you. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what kind of song that is out there.
Well, that's an idea for you.
Explain my appreciation for my fans. They're my everything, honestly. Besides my family, it's my fans. Like, it's God, family, and my music and my fans. That's it. Like, that's my world.
Yeah. And that's refreshing to know that how much your fans mean to you, because, you know, like you said before, a lot of the artists, they reach that status where, you know, their fans, they sort of brush them aside, you know, and it's good to see that you have that special kind of personality, that you're humble and you're really grateful. So that's, you know, I love to see that. And You're not extra. I call it passionate. You're passionate, and you're passionate about everything. It sounds like your family, you know, what your musical career. You're just very passionate. So, and that's what we need in this industry, you know. So yeah. I think that's really great.
Thank you. Yeah. Well. Yeah, I guess I am very passionate. I just always been called extra because they're like, "Girl, you said extra." I'm like, "Well, that just might mean you're boring." I don't know, because I like to put my all, and because you know, your first impression is everything, mm-hmm. and you never know who's gonna be in the crowd. Could be my number one fan or my future number one fan. You know, I could possibly be the next role model. I mean, whatever it is, the situation is, I just want to be able to. I don't care if I'm at Market Square, girl. Like, I'm going to perform like I'm at the Grammys, and that's every performance. That is, girl. You never know. I try to make a wow factor of everything I do. Even when people tell me, it's not that big of a deal. Excuse me? Those are my fans. Yes, it is a big deal.
Oh, gosh. I look forward to meeting you. I'm so wanting to make the trip up there and to be able to meet you. What do you have? I know you got music coming up. Do you have performances that you're going to be performing at anywhere in Texas or out of state?
Yes. So my very first Tejano debut performance, I guess I would say, is going to be in Brownsville for the Ruby Ann's Wildfire Takeover the 281 Saloon. Yes, in Brownsville. I'm new to the Tejano industry itself. I've been doing pop for quite a bit, few years, but I'm crossing over to Tejano. And Ruby, I had saw her at a, you know, event that I was supporting. I went to go and, you know, give my support because I love that. I love to support the local artists, or if there's any shows going on. I love to meet new people, and that's the best place to do it at. So I ran into her, and she knew who I was, and she's like, I want to invite you to the show. And of course, it's a charity event, actually. So I'm always down for that. I love to do charity events. So if anybody has any charity events coming up, any singers, I'm there for you, because I love helping any way I can for the community, even if it's not singing. If it's just, you know, handing out soup or even just picking up trash on the side of the road, if it's going to help the community, I'm all down for it. And so that's my first show. It's going to be at the 281 Saloon in Brownsville on the 27th of this month, so next Saturday.
Nice.
I go on at 6, but there's going to be a bunch of amazing artists. I feel like they're the upcoming artists, honestly. I mean, it's going to be such a good show, and I'm so excited and honored to be part of it.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope you guys do some live feeds. So, me being from Arizona, you know, I love to see everyone's live feeds and having a good time, and that's, you know, helps me to be part of it, even though I'm here in Arizona.
Right. So. Oh yes. No, I'll be going live on my page for sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna have it going live on my Instagram and on my Facebook. So I definitely want, like I said, my fans to see everything as much as possible, and if they can't make it, I mean, don't get me wrong, the live experience is where it's at. That's where you get the Jenny B experience. But I understand I have fans in all, you know, states. So, you know, I don't want them to miss anything. I do go live as much as I can for my performance. So don't worry, girl. I got you.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you have any merchandise right now, or are you working on that so people can?
I do have merchandise right now. We are running low because it's on sale right now because I'm trying to order some new merchandise.
Oh, nice.
But I have really cute tank tops for the girls. All my t-shirts got sold out, boys, so I'm sorry, but I'm working on it, and I'm going to get some hats. I have makeup bags, hand sanitizer pockets, keychains. Yes, I like my merchandise to be different, just like me, instead of just, you know, the t-shirt and hat.
Yeah.
I like to spice it up a little bit. winter's going to be coming, so I'm going to have beanies and sweatshirts, sweatpants. It's going to be awesome, girl. Everyone's going to be drenched out in Jenny B merch.
Nice. That's
but
cool.
But you can find my merch now on my website, and that's at www.jennybmusic.com, and you can find everything there.
Okay. And your music is on all platforms?
On all platforms. You can even, on my website too, you can find my music there. You can find my merchandise, my bio, my next shows. Everything is on the website. But you can find my music, iTunes, anywhere.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, just to remind everyone, to recap it, your new single, Beso de Amor, it is a catchy, it's such a good song. I mean, your vocals, amazing. I really
thank
am. I'm impressed. I really am. So thank you for taking time out and talking to me. I really appreciate you and what you're giving to the industry. Your whole vibe is catchy, let me tell you. Even over the phone.
Thank you.
Even over the phone.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, I just, you know what? Like, you live life only once. You only get one opportunity. You got to make sure to leave a light. You know, in your life, leave a light for your legacy. Like, that is my number one goal, is to make sure that I, just like Selena did, you know, but in my own way. I'm Jenny B. That's Selena. I'm Jenny B. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but I want to do the same effect. I want to leave a light for my little girl, you know, something mm-hmm. she could be proud of.
Yeah. So, I know you have two kids, right? You have two?
Yes, I have a boy who's about to be 7 and a little girl who is 2.5 months, almost 3 months old.
Oh, my gosh. How cute.
She's a baby. Aww. Yes. Well, they're my motivation, girl.
Yeah, they have a lot. They have a lot of love from you, and man, they're gonna grow up knowing that my mom made her mark in this industry. So
I'm gonna cry again.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Yeah, I know. I am the same way. Don't even apologize. I'm a big baby, so everyone knows that. But thank you so much.
Of course, no, thank you. Like I said, this is honestly a true honor and a true like dream come true. This is like literally just the beginning. I promise you, I'm gonna do everything I can to make the Tejano industry proud and let the world see that this is not dying, honey. This industry is not dying. We're just getting ready. We just took a little nap, that's all. we're gonna wake up the beast, and it's on.
Nice. I really like that. Yeah, we gotta it's not dying. I see so many new artists out there. So I guess music, like every day I get new music. So it's not dying, believe me.
No, it's not.
And having someone like you in the industry, oh man, we're gonna do it. You know, things are gonna really look up. So thank you so much, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.